Well, I'm now joined by former Jets quarterback Boomer Esiason. Boomer, when you look at this Jets offense, Ryan Fitzpatrick is the signal caller. What do they need out of him for the Jets to win early?
Just don't turn the ball over, really. I mean, for him, he's a smart guy. He's had a really good career. He's had some really big games. You know, he's a very streaky player. And I look at this offense and I say to myself, it reminds me of when I started with the Jets in 93. We had a lot of great pieces around me. It was a lot easier to play when you have older players like Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker and Chris Ivory and Nick Mangold now. All you have to do is go out there and just don't turn the ball over. And if you do turn the ball over, make sure you do it on the other side of the 50, because you don't want to give the opponents a short field, especially with what I think is going to be one of the more talented defenses.
How long do you think it will take for these guys to build an identity on the offensive side of the ball?
It's not easy, you know, and I always say that, you know, for a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick, as smart as he is, you know, he's got to learn to trust people, right? And that just doesn't happen overnight. And so that's why it's important in practice, you know, back shoulder throws, trusting that a receiver will go up and fight for the football. You know, and I used to tell all my receivers, look, I will throw you the ball if I know you're going to fight for it and you're going to keep it from being intercepted. And I think the Jets have those type of wide receivers, especially at the top two spots. And I know the running backs are going to be a lot better. There's a lot of things that Chan Gailey can do to move this football around, take some of the pressure off of Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then allow them to develop some of their chemistry and trust in one another.
And lastly, Boomer, just one of the things that you're going to be watching for when you're looking at the Jets.
I want to see this defense. I want to see, you know, the reemergence of Darrell Revis, Antonio Cromartie, Buster Screen in the secondary, because that was really one of the big weaknesses of the team last year. And I want to see this defense assault opposing team's quarterbacks. I want to see Quentin Coples. I want to see him coming off the end. I want to see Snacks Harrison, who told me he was really excited about playing in Todd Bowles' defense because no longer is it two gap, it's one gap. Get up the field. So if Snacks is happy, everybody around him will be happy. But really, I want to see the pressure that they put on opposing quarterbacks, because ultimately that will dictate just how successful they'll be.
You being a former quarterback, how do you study guys? How do you prepare for guys like you said, Darrell Revis, Cromartie, Buster Screen, and Calvin Pryor, and Marcus Gilchrist?
The other thing too is Calvin Pryor is going back to his natural position, so I think that's going to be good for him. You know, he'll have a comfort level playing strong safety as opposed to free safety. But you know, when you consider yourself one of the best like Darrell Revis does, he's so confident what he does. You know, he baits quarterbacks. Deion Sanders was like that. Richard Sherman is like that. And Darrell Revis, like, these guys are cagey. They're smart. They act like they're not around the ball, and then all of a sudden they pop up and there they are making a play. And you know, and the Jets are going to need that from those guys. That's the one thing that they were missing last year. Turnovers and pressure. And if they get those turnovers, then they can take, again, pressure off of their own offense.